היום שמונה ושלושים יום שהם חמישה שבועות ושלושה ימים בעומר. Today is 38 days of the Omer. Today we're working on the aspect of Tiferes, glory, that beautiful blend of doing kindness and control and showing mercy and bringing out the praises of Hashem. All that balance, that harmony, all within Yesod, taking care of our holiness inside of us, bringing heaven and earth together. In the area of Bein Adam LaMakom, between man and God, we know Pirkei Avos says, which is the right path for man to choose for himself? Whatever is a tiferes, which is harmonious for the one who does it, and a tiferes and harmonious for mankind. And we should be careful in three areas of Kedusha, where you have this harmony, where it's good for you and it's good for others. When people see what you're doing and say, wow, that is really a praiseworthy thing. That's a glorious thing. It's glorious for you and it's glorious for others, especially in the area of Yesod. So in action, you should be careful in the areas of Kedusha that other people will praise you for your excellent reputation. And this is how you will be glorified through your Kedusha. The Talmud says how even prostitutes, when they would swear to say that something was true, they'd swear by the names of Rav Hanin and Rav Oshia. Why? Because they themselves, no matter how terrible they were, they knew these were holy people. Rav Hanina and Rav Oshia, they worked in the marketplace. And these women would, making shoes. And these women would dress, go around very immodestly. And these rabbis would make sure not to look at the prostitutes passing by. To such an extent, they made such an impact that even the prostitutes saw that they had glorious behavior. So that's the actions, and that ultimately brings glory to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because only someone who's connected to Hashem could do such things. So we have to be very careful in action. We're out in the streets to make sure that we're really careful not to look at anything we shouldn't look at, and others should notice that we're careful not to look at others, and that will bring glory to us. In the area in thought, the Gemara says that Reb Gamliel, that we know that a chassan, when he gets married on his wedding night, is exempt from saying the Shema according to the Talmud. And Reb Gamliel, on the other hand, on his wedding night, he still said the Shema because he said, I cannot nullify the yoke of heaven for myself for even a moment. So we saw that he had such holiness to such an extent that his mind was clear enough to think about Hashem even when he would be anticipating intimacy that night. Now, of course, the Gemara says others are prohibited to do this because if you do that, that kind of is showing a phony arrogance as if you're such a tzaddik a whole year long and you're on such a holy level. When I say the Shema and now I won't be at that level. You know, that's why Lamaisa in Halacha today, every chassan says the Shema. Every chassan says the Shema. Let's not fool ourselves. But what do we see? The point of that is you have to do a Kedusha that is fitting your spiritual profile. From Gamliel, his inyan of saying the Shema, even at a time of such physical depth, he still could be beyond that because that was his spiritual profile. If you generally behave with a lot of Kedusha, then that behavior is appropriate. But don't go overboard and show extremism if that's not really the spiritual person that you're at. You know, that's, you know, the whole problem with Christianity and celibacy. Don't be so celibate. I'm staying away from everything. I'm so holy. I'm so holy when you're really not. Be balanced. It should be a tiferes for you and a tiferes for others. You act with, you're not going overboard on your physical body, but you're not going to the point where you're just refraining from everything because that's just not who you are and people will not appreciate that. And finally, you have to be careful to do things that prevent suspicion. The Talmud says that a person should not walk in the marketplace with his wife in a place where they do not know that they are married because people will suspect that she's married to another man and doing something wrong. Even though you're not doing anything wrong, but you shouldn't give off that people will think wrong about it. Your Kedusha should bring glory from others to the point that they won't suspect you of improper behavior, even if you are doing the right thing, to be beyond any types of suspicion. Because if they think that Jews are behaving immorally, it does not speak about Hashem. In the area of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, be careful when you're learning or teaching certain topics, like Seder Taharas, the section of the Talmud that deals with Tumah and Tahara, or you're learning holy books on the topic of Tznius, or dealing with the holiness of the Bris, You're learning in Yonim concepts of serious morality. Let's say even a person who's teaching a chosin what the laws are relating to intimacy with one's wife. When you do that, do it in a glorious way, in a way that's a tiferes. Speak about these delicate topics in a refined way. We know that the Torah goes out of its way to say extra words instead of saying the word tameh, saying something that's not Torah, to say we should always try to speak in a refined way. We talk about certain body parts in that area in a way that's more benign than others. We'll say, you know, this is the makom, it's the place, and we don't have to get into the details of describing what it is. We have to know to teach people things at the right time and at the right place. Certain things should not be said publicly. Maybe certain things are meant to be said in just a private group. And when you do this, this will grant you divine assistance that you and others will not come to any impure thoughts or any mistakes in your learning. Rather, you and others will elevate your spiritual refinement in this area of Kiddusha. Also, train yourself to glorify and praise tzaddikim in their actions, especially those who withstood tests of lewdness, immorality, or tests of speech, because when you praise those actions, they'll impact on your own growth in these areas. The Talmud also says, he who brings merit to the masses, kol mezakas harabim, sin does not come to his hands. So therefore, especially help the masses in the areas of learning and keeping Torah and the attribute of truth. And by learning that Torah and bringing merit to everybody, you will be, it's a glory, it'll be a glory to others, and it will help you with your own care in this area of Yesod. When you are engaged in the written Torah, use your tongue, verbalize these things. Don't just think about what you're learning. Make efforts to glorify Hashem, engage in the written Torah, and praise the actions of tzaddikim in the morning, especially on Friday. This year, this is on Friday. Especially when taking care of Shabbos needs. So glorify Hashem and engage in the written Torah at that time. Make efforts to concentrate on the bracha of Rifa'enu in the Amidah, that we need healing for blemishing our bodies in terms of the Holy Bris in general, and specifically for not abstaining in areas of the permitted. And because we did not bring out the glory of Hashem, and that causes the Kedusha to be distanced from us. And concentrate when saying the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, especially in the morning, especially on Friday and Shabbos, where Hashem has mercy on us, should have mercy on us and to help us in this area, and that we should be able to bring glory to Hashem in this area of Yesod. Remember, Shabbos is a day where there's a lot of physical indulgence with meals and things like that. We have to be careful not to let our bodies control the narrative of what Shabbos is. It's not a day just to eat and eat and eat and drink and all these things. That's part of Shabbos, but it's not the mainstay. We have to have that balance where we will glorify Hashem of not overindulging in these areas. And the quality to acquire Torah today is machria lekav schus, judging others favorably. When we desire to help others to seek knowledge, for example, we'll overlook a person's faults and will accentuate his virtues. In addition, if you see that your friend is wavering between the side of doing evil and the side of doing good, so machrio, you push it over, lakav schus, to the side of merit. Help him lean towards doing the good. Teach him and help him in areas of kedusha, so that we'll lean him towards the area of kedusha, to bring a tiferes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all about bringing glory to Hashem in the way that you are able to show the proper balance of how to use your physical body and to do it in a way that will bring great praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this day. We should have lots of hatzlacha in acquiring tiferes shebi yisod.